You'd think that as a video game podcaster and comedian, my life is all fun and games. And honestly, you'd be right. About 90% of the time, it's pretty sweet. But every morning, I deal with something very, very serious. My face. You don't become an Edmonton Six overnight. It takes work. And in my case, it takes good facial hair. And fortunately, I have a great facial hair tag team partner in Harry's. Hit up harrys.com/RTG for a $3 trial set and see what I'm talking about. Harry saw the tire fire that the shaving market had become and asked, how did it get like this? Crappy plastic razors, overpriced blades, all locked up like gold bars. And they said, no, we can fix this. And damn it, they did. Harry's ships premium quality razors right to your door. About once a month, I check my mail and there's that little box with everything I need to keep my kid presentable status. The blades stay sharp longer, which means an easier time getting my face in order in the morning. And the razors don't look like a dumb piece of plastic that a junior high schooler uses to take care of their peach fuzz. You have the facial hair of a man now. Shave like one. I actually leave my razor handle on the bathroom counter all the time just because it looks so damn classy. Harry's blades are German engineered and they're made to last. They're the best blades on the market for the best price, and you don't even have to go out to get them. Set your delivery schedule and shave like a king. I know it sounds sarcastic, but I'm being serious. I've used Harry's forever. These blades are really freaking good. Highest reviews in the industry, a money back guarantee that you're not going to need, and a subscription that you can cancel anytime you want. Getting ripped off isn't funny. Switch to Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/RTG. That's harrys.com/RTG for a $3 trial set. Remember the Game is brought to you by my website, abcomedy.net. As you may or may not know, I'm a comedian by night. And as much as I love talking about old video games, telling jokes is how I actually pay my bills. So please check out my website. In addition to old episodes of this podcast, you'll find my blog, videos of my stand-up, all of my upcoming shows, and my contact information. If you need a comedian for your next fundraiser, corporate event, house party, whatever you got going on, hit me up. Again, it's abcomedy.net. And if you're enjoying the podcast, please subscribe to it. Please leave us a good review. And most importantly, please tell a friend. I'd really appreciate it. There'll be a new episode every single Wednesday. Thank you guys so much for the support. I hope you enjoy the show. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Remember the Game, my retro gaming podcast, where every week a buddy comes over and the two of us just sit down and geek out over a game from our childhood. My name is Adam Blank. Thank you guys so much for coming back. This week, episode 18, my buddy Dave Ray and I go back in time to the NES and talk about the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles video game. Everybody had this game growing up, and it was hard as fuck. I guess I should have warned there. Yeah, you guys know there's foul language in it. I loved this game, even though I couldn't beat it. You're going to hear all about that in a minute. I'm sure that most of you, if all of you, if not all of you, couldn't beat it either. But it's classic, and I love that music. This is a good game, man. I wish that Nintendo could get this thing on the NES online thing they have going on. I don't think they're going to. At one point, it was on the Wii Virtual Console, and then I think it actually got taken down, something to do with licensing or something. So that sucks. I'll get into that more in the podcast. You guys are going to hear about that in a minute. Thank you guys so much for coming back. I'm not going to waste a lot of your time. We're going to get right to the chat about Ninja Turtles. As far as what I've been playing this week, I finally got around to subscribing my Switch to the online service, Nintendo's new online service, primarily so I can play Mario Kart online. But it also comes with a bunch of NES games. It starts out with 20, and then it adds 3 every month. And I like the system. I wish it had more games, because there's a lot of crap in there, but I don't know. I don't have a problem with the idea. I think it's cool that in a year or two, potentially, hopefully, you've got this giant library of like a Netflix, basically, library of games on your Switch that you can just play anywhere. Hopefully they add Super Nintendo to it. I would pay extra to have access to Super Nintendo games. Right now it's just NES, and there's really not a ton of diamonds in the pile. There's 3 or 4, but it's kind of, yeah, whatever. I love those old school games. It's great having them on the go. The Switch is the best. I'm telling you right now, I think I've said it on here before, but by the time it's all said and done, I think the Switch may go down as my favorite system of all time, and the Super Nintendo has held that spot forever, but Switch is pretty rad. Okay. That's enough about me, enough about my nerdy video games. Guys, we're going to get to the podcast. I'll plug it again at the end, but if you haven't joined it, please sign up for our Facebook group. It's facebook.com/memberthegame, like remember the game without the RE at the front. I try to start conversations. We talk a little bit about video games there. I'd really appreciate seeing you there. Thank you so much for listening. If you like the show, please subscribe and leave a review and blah, blah, blah. You guys know how it works. I'm not going to shove that down your throat anymore. Here we go. David Ray and I talking the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles on the Nintendo Entertainment System. Enjoy. Before we get into this, David, we have to settle something. Doesn't have to be your favorite one in the video game, just as a whole.
Yeah.
Who is your favorite Ninja Turtle?
Well, I already know your answer.
You do so.
Sorry?
Yes, you do, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a Donatello guy.
Attaboy, yeah! Suck it, non-Donatello fans, you losers. He's the fucking heart of the team. I don't care what you say.
It's funny because, like, I feel like even at the time, like, nobody liked Donatello. Like, I felt like I was the only one that, like, liked him.
Me too, as a kid.
Everybody
yeah.
loved, like, Raph.
Raph and Mikey. When yeah. you were a kid, it was Raph and Mikey. Yeah.
Although, I have heard more people like Donatello than Leonardo. I don't know of anybody who's like puts Leo first.
There's a couple of them, but you guys are losers. Like, I mean, Leonardo, you know what Leonardo's, and I've said this on here before, I think. I know I've said on my other, you know what Leonardo's job was with the Turtles? His job was to say, Donatello, can you fix it? Donatello, what do we do? That's what his job was. And then Donatello would be like, sure, I'll fix it. I have another invention. I can hack this. Like, that's all he did. I was like, you're the crappiest turtle. Like, you're the leader because you're the best at asking Donatello to fix things. And it's, I'm not wrong. Watch an episode. Every episode, Donatello would come up with something to fix it. Every movie, Donatello's got to fix it. The only reason Donatello's not the leader of the team is because he's too busy saving their asses to ask himself what to do. It's fuck, I hate it. And I don't hate Leo. I just, like, honestly, Raphael is my least favorite turtle.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he's like, we won't go into, like, he's
no,
he's
I think we can a little bit.
His character is great.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, in the 80s cartoon, his character kind of, he was a smart ass, you know what yeah. I mean? Like, but whatever. Like, I think for most people, when they think of Raphael, they think of the rebellious, angry, like, that's where Raphael shines, is when he's that guy. Mm-hmm. He's probably the best character of the four, yeah. absolutely. And without him, the movies and things would die. Like, they need him.
Because he's so funny and he's like,
absolutely.
He's got so many, yeah.
I'm like, dude, you're like the locker room cancer to this team. You're a dick. You're like, to me it goes, I love Donatello the most.
Yeah.
And then I actually like Michelangelo a lot.
Yeah.
And I've always been a huge fan of the relationship between Donatello and Michelangelo because they're just, you know, like, well, Raph and Leo are fighting.
Yeah.
Donnie and Mikey are always just off to the side goofing around and talking. You know what I mean? Like, I've always enjoyed that. And then Leo, because, you know, he's the oldest. I can get behind it. And then dickhead Raphael. So
interesting. Yeah.
yeah. What about you?
I would go Donatello, Raphael, because I kind of liked his sarcasm. I liked his jokes. I land on his style of silliness or like humor than Michelangelo's a little bit more.
Right.
And then I would put Michelangelo
and then Leonardo.
Leo.
Yeah.
It's only because I'm like, I guess it's because he's so straightforward. I get, and that you really shouldn't fault the character for that, but you know, whatever.
No, for sure. It's, I mean,
that's what you were as a kid too.
I love all four of them. Like, without any of them, the show dies, the franchise dies. Like, yeah. you need all of them. They're all awesome. Just Donatello's the best.
Yeah.
By a mile. and that will lead us into our game today.
Yeah.
Which is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles for the Nintendo Entertainment System. Yeah. Which, like, I mean, I'm sure you played it as a kid.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Like, it's like,
I haven't played it since. Like, the last time I played it was, you know, 89.
Oh,
probably.
Sure. It's yeah. probably good. It's probably okay. You know what's weird? I'll bet you after Mario, I would be willing to bet that the original Turtles game in particular, the one we're talking about today, might be the one the most people play. Like, everyone played this game growing up. Not everyone played Metroid or Mega Man or Castlevania, but everyone played Ninja Turtles.
I would. That's an interesting thought. I always think when I think of Ninja Turtle video games, I think of number two. I think of the arcade game.
Of course.
I think that's where I think a lot of people, more people played than number one, because the one was just so brutally hard.
It was hard. It's funny because, like, you know, I mean, like, it's, and I, again, I'd like to do another episode about this, about Turtles 2, so I won't go too into Turtles 2, but, like, for anyone that's played them both, like, it's a ridiculous dynamic shift from Turtles 1 to Turtles 2.
Yeah.
Turtles 1 is a side-scrolling, I guess they're both side-scrolling, but Turtles 1 is, like, pretty basic.
It's a platformer.
Yeah, it's a platformer. It's basic graphics, you know what I mean? Like, it's kind of, I guess there's some very minor puzzle solving in it, kind of.
It kind of feels like Castlevania.
Yeah,
in,
a little.
In some aspects of it, especially the way it moves and the way...
Right.
Whereas number two is a lot more... I think they got the aesthetic better, like, according to the TV show.
Sure.
Like, it feels, it moves, they have... They have personality.
Turtles 2 is a better game in every sense of the word.
Yes.
Absolutely. It's the arcade port, but it's just it looks, for the NES in particular, it looked great.
Sure. Yeah.
But the original one just has this charm. Like, everyone I knew growing up had that game.
Oh, really?
Like, it's just, everyone's played it. You know what I mean? Like, you've probably played it or seen it. I mean, I don't want to say legendary, but it's a pretty well-known game. You know, I mean, you look at, like, that was my hand on the table. Tons of people have seen, like, the Angry Video Game Nerd episode where he goes off on Turtles, right? Like, everyone knows this game. I feel like this game...
It does have some cool stuff in it that,
absolutely,
that is not in the arcade, because the arcade game is just, like, straight fighting.
Just beat 'em up.
And in this one, they have, like, they do have, like, the level where you go underwater and you disarm a bomb, or you have the turtle van, which... You don't see in any of the other Turtle games.
I feel like they really, I get what they were trying to do with this one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like there's some exploration. Like, you can go into buildings that you don't have to go into to find bad guys or items and things like that, but you don't have to go into all of them, right?
Yeah.
I like that when a turtle dies, they're just kidnapped and you can find them in random places and save them.
You could?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, yeah. Like, so, like, because, okay, so we'll,
oh, boy, this changes everything.
There's a lot of, like, I would love to see a remake of this game, because they tried really hard. They tried a lot of things. You can play as all four turtles.
Yeah.
You can switch on the fly. I love that all four have their own health bar. So it almost became a little bit of, like, a strategy thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, and I'm sure I'm not the only one that did this. Raphael was my pawn. Because his attack sucks so bad that I would throw him in the water or wherever. And it's like, if someone's going to take some damage, it's Raphael, because his attack sucks. You protect Donatello, not just because I love Donatello, but because he was by far the best.
He's the only one that matters in that game.
The bow is so good, right?
Yeah.
So
this goes to my first gripe about the game. It was like, there, the only difference between the four turtles, there's no, like, they have special abilities aside from... the length of their attack. That's it.
And, like, this, well, and, like, the speed, right? Yeah, like, Raphael's stupid little size went so fast. Donatello was like,
that's
with
fair.
His bow. But it was so strong, it was so long that it didn't matter. By
the time, you could reach everything.
Yeah. But that was you're right. Like, they didn't do a great job of, like, separating their personalities. It was just four turtles with very minimal differences in their weapons.
And so it became very clear, like, Donatello's going to be the best because he can reach.
Yeah.
He can be on, like, above a monster and just, like, attack him.
Well, who doesn't know about the fight against Rocksteady
where
you just sit on top of the box and keep mashing down with the bow and he can't touch you, right? Like, it's just...
You're just out of reach.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Podcasting's a weird job because I talk to you nerds all the time. Every day, I tell you all about my life, the good and the bad. The ugly, I kind of keep that offline. And it's not that I don't want to talk about it. I'd love to talk about it. I just need to pick and choose who I talk to. We all have stuff that just lives in our minds, rent-free, 24/7. Talking about them can really help, because the longer you keep something bottled up, the more likely it is to blow. You've heard me say it before, and you're going to keep hearing me say it. Therapy is the way. Therapists can be that ear to bend when you really need to get something off your chest and don't know who to talk to. And BetterHelp is a great way to go about it. I don't BS you guys. I don't say I've used something if I've never used it. I've personally talked to a BetterHelp therapist about the stuff going on in my personal life, and I genuinely found it helpful. To have someone to talk to that doesn't have any skin in the game, that can just listen and try to help me come up with a roadmap to get through the tough times, it's just invaluable. It has seriously really helped me. I've talked to my therapist through video, and you can do it that way, or you can do it over the phone, or even just over chat. And they give you as many schedule options as possible so you can work a session in around your life. It's licensed therapy, as convenient as it gets. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/rememberthegame today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/rememberthegame.
each. Yeah. And, yeah.
So, but I do like the idea that you could switch all four on the fly. They all had their own health. Yeah. I love the idea that, like, there really was some strategy to it. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. as soon as one starts to get beat up, switch out to another one, try to save them all. And then when you come across pizza, you've got to decide, like, who needs it the most, right? And not necessarily who's the weakest of the four, but, like, say Donatello's missing half his life, Raphael's got a hit left. And I find a pizza. I'm like, I'm giving it to Donatello. Like, you can have fucking Raphael. You know what I mean? Like, I need to keep Donatello.
I love how much you dislike Raphael to the point that it's like, yeah, get out of here.
Yeah, he was. He was, well, he's the crappiest character in that game. He is.
Yeah.
He sucked. But yeah, so I really like that concept. And like you said, there's some exploration to it. I like the way they change things up. You know, in the first level, right off the top, it's so cool that you're like, you're walking on the streets, but then you can go into any sewer mm-hmm. or a building. And then it goes from a top down. I don't know what, I mean, almost kind of like the original Legend of Zelda.
Yes.
Where you're kind of walking around, you can shoot your little weapon out, and then it goes to like a total side, almost like Zelda 2.
Mm-hmm.
That turd. It almost goes to like a side scrolling, like you said, platformer, kind of actiony, little Metroid-y kind of game, you know?
A little bit, yeah. Actually, now that you say Zelda 2, there is a lot of similarities in terms of like both the difficulty and like...
Mm-hmm.
But this is Konami who made it. So this is they're the same ones who made Contra, aren't they?
Yes. But yeah, no, I don't know if Konami made the first one. I thought the first one was like Ultra or something. Or was Ultra like a side company of Konami? Because I know, okay, so, and I know I've promised that this isn't like a big scientific history podcast, but I know that I read a great book about it. And when the original Nintendo days in particular, they would only let companies publish, I think it was 5 titles a year on the NES. So then some companies were starting second companies
to
release 5 more games because there was so much money to be made, right?
Mm.
And I'm pretty sure that the first one was a company called Ultra. If you want to know the facts, fuck it, Google. And that's not what this is. This is just two people shitting on Raphael. That's what this podcast is. But it was really, that's what I was saying is like, so then a couple levels in, you're swimming, which is a whole different level altogether. And you're not only just swimming, you're not swimming and attacking bad guys. You're swimming and looking for bombs.
Yeah.
So you're exploring, right? And people can gripe about how hard that is.
This goes, like, I feel this is, you could almost have an ongoing segment of like, oh, is the underwater level the shittiest level in the game? And the answer is like, yes.
But at least they tried something different, right?
There is something. I liked the elements in it. It was just like, with so many swimming levels, it's so they make it so hard.
Yeah. So that was cool. And then after you do that, and you know what else is neat about it is like, it's it was almost like a bunch of little episodes. Like in the first episode, April's been kidnapped and you got to go save her. And then you do. And then you find out that...
There's like a story that
progresses, Then you find out they're going to blow up the dam. So you're like, shit, we got to go stop these bombs, right? So you go stop the bombs. Then you go home and you find that your house has been, or the lair has been destroyed and they've got Splinter. Now you got to go save Splinter. And like, it's kind of neat that they kept throwing in these little things, you know what I mean? So then after the swimming level, then you go to the level, this is the one that you said that is as far as you got as a kid.
Yes.
This is as far as I ever got as a kid, too. Where you get the turtle van, which was so cool as a kid.
It had missiles.
You could shoot missiles, and you were looking for, I think you had to fight the Rat King. That was the level I never beat. That was where I always got stuck.
And that was because I was lost. I don't know because it really opened up the map. But when they open up the map, is like I don't know where
Dude,
to go.
There were so many buildings you could go in, and half of them were pointless. You just go in and get killed. Like they were so hard. And then, so you didn't know that you could find the turtles. So if a turtle died, it would say like, because remember you go to the character select screen where you hit pause, and it would say I'm going to use, like, Raphael got caught, who fights next? And you'd pick Leo or whatever.
Yeah.
But you could go into a couple of buildings, because I knew where to go to get them, and see one of the turtles, like, tied up, just standing there, and you'd go touch him, and you'd get him back at full health.
Oh, wow.
Nah, which I thought was a really cool touch, too, that they weren't just out of the game, you just had to go find them, and you could rescue them and get them back.
That's also an interesting way of doing, like, extra lives.
Absolutely, yeah, because that's basically what it is. You regain a turtle, and you get an extra life, an extra health meter, you know, everything. So then after you beat the, because I never beat the street, I have watched parts of it. After you beat the street level, then I think you end up at like the foot hideout. You end up fighting the Technodrome that you're like half as tall as for some stupid reason. But I get where they were trying to do with it. You know what I mean? And like, it's funny. I feel, and I was thinking about this morning before you came over. I really feel like with the original Turtles game, as kids, we were like, this is sweet. And then as we got older, we were like, that game kind of sucks. But now I do think there are some people, myself included, that are like, no, it's not kind of sweet. Like,
they had some, like, yeah, I do appreciate over number two.
Oh, yeah.
As a comparison.
Sure.
Like, number two, it was the same kind of thing. Yeah, like, there's a different skin on it.
Mm-hmm.
But you're essentially doing the same thing. Fighting a bunch of guys, and you fight a boss at the end. And that was
over and over and over.
And
yeah,
you're just trying to catch April at the end of the game. There's no other development that happened.
Yeah.
Whereas this one, yeah, there was a progression. There was like, oh, you don't know where the story's going to go and where you're, what you're doing next.
It was almost episodic, right?
Yeah.
Which was really cool. It, and you know what? And I just thought of this now, dude. Like, one of the biggest black eyes on the NES, excuse me, as a whole, is they had so many licensed games that were just shit. Because they would buy, like, look at The Simpsons, look at the Ghostbusters. Oh, fuck, I could do one of these on that first Ghostbusters game. And how much I tried
I could,
to
I could
like
do
it.
The Simpsons games, too.
Right? Yeah. Like you look at you know, like I mentioned Silver Surfer. Like, there's tons of, they would buy these IP and then put them in these games, and these games are just garbage. You know what I mean? They would sell based on the character
name
on the box, the name on the box. And I don't feel like that's the case with this Turtles game. You can argue it's not a great game and there's a lot of things broken in it.
Yeah.
But I think that they tried. You know what I mean? They could have just bought the Turtles license, slapped them into some crappy beat 'em up and released it. People would have bought it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I don't think they did that with this one. I really think they tried to make this into something. You could argue that the flaws in the design.
Yeah.
And that's a pretty valid argument. But they tried.
Yeah.
You know, they tried different things.
It'd be interesting to see them do some. I haven't played any of the newer Ninja Turtle games. Because I know they've released a few others afterwards. But I'm assuming that's like a 3D fighter.
Yeah. I played a couple of them on the GameCube when they were based on the
Nickelodeon?
The early 2000 series.
Okay.
Which is, for my money, the best of the cartoon series. I love that series, where they have the solid white eyes and everything.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And they were okay, but they were just beat-em-ups.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they just released one not long ago, Mutants in Manhattan or something, but it got just panned in the reviews. I haven't played it. Mm. It's so frustrating to me because, like, Turtles seems like such an easy game to make. Just let up to four people control the Turtles and beat people up. You know what I mean? And I really feel like Turtles in Time on the Super Nintendo was where they perfected it. And they haven't, not even perfected it, because that game isn't perfect, but it's good.
Yeah.
And they haven't.
That's a great beat-em-up side-scroller, yeah.
It's perfect beat-em-up. And they haven't done another one. They haven't done one that good since. They even re-released that as like a remake, and it was terrible. Like, it's frustrating to me as a video game fan and as a Turtles fan. It seems like such a simple franchise to make a good game.
It would be interesting to take some of that stuff from that first game, like some of that good intentions of, like, I like the idea of it being episodic and, like, try to highlight what the different Turtles can do.
Right.
Although it is tricky because I guess you could probably do something with Donatello with, you know, his stuff with machines and, like, doing some, like, the puzzle
totally
kind
could
of stuff. With, like, Michelangelo, you can have him doing a lot more, like, the skateboarding feats and, like, do him, like, that kind of, like, try to separate him out that way. And
I would really, like, I never thought of it until we just started talking about it, but, like, I would really like to see someone attempt a full-fledged remake of that very first Turtles game.
Yeah.
Put the personality into the Turtles, make their skill sets more, you know, obviously make the graphics or make the controls and stuff a little tighter.
Yeah.
You know, but, like, there's a lot of great ideas there that they just, I don't think, knew how to execute when they made that game. You know what I mean? And there's some fucking, who doesn't remember the part where you don't have to jump over that little hole? You just walk across it.
Yeah.
But everyone tried to jump over it and jump. And then finally, it's famous from the Angry Video Game level, but we all experienced it as a kid. And then finally you're like, what the fuck is this?
Why would you do that?
Why? Yeah. Why would you even put that in there just to jerk us around? And there's places where the pizzas are like clearly impossible to get without dying.
Yeah.
But they put them there just to lure you in.
Yeah.
You know, and it's.
That was a very common trope in like NES games where it's just like, come this way. Mega Man does that famously.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
here's a power up that'll kill you. Yeah, stupid bastards. and then, like, you know, that's, like I said, it's not a perfect game. It's the controls. I actually don't hate the controls for the most part.
Yeah.
I like the way that you can jump like right to the top of the screen and go into the little flip, and then you can totally like steer the guy as he's coming back down to Earth.
Right.
Remember, like, you could really... The biggest issue I have with the controls in it is when you get hit, you do that bounce back like Mega Man does.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Do you remember there were levels like in the sewer where you would get hit, bounce back, land in the water, and then have to start the whole level over and lose like half your health. And
yeah,
that was like completely broken. You know what I mean?
That's so much.
Yeah.
Especially when they're turtles.
Right? Like they fell in the water. They should be able to just get right back out.
There's a water level that you play later.
Yeah. So they fall in the water and they're like, ah, and they fucking get pulled away. They have to start the level over. But then there's a level where they jump in the water and they're fine.
In a dam. Like,
shut the hell up.
What is happening?
That bugged me too. Yeah. And then they're like, you know, some of the bad guys are weird. Like they're like, I wish they had taken more bad guys from the gate. Like all you really had to do was put foot soldiers in and then give the foot soldiers different weapons like they do in all the other Turtles games. But instead,
put a few Mausers in there.
Yeah. But instead you had like this weirdo with a chainsaw that walked around trying to cut you up. And there was a guy made of fire that would throw flaming foot fires at you.
You know, that classic Ninja Turtles villain.
The classic Ninja Turtle. Who's that? That's Fire Guy. Like that's Fire Guy. You have to fight Fire Guy. Yeah. Like, there's some of the villains they put in were so stupid. And it was so easy to put real ones in.
That's a thing from a lot of those Nintendo games where it's like, did they even know where this came from?
Right. Like, and that's the thing is like, because there are aspects like the turtle van and like the episodes where you're like, oh, these guys know they're turtles. But then there's the other things where you're like, what the fuck is this? That's not turtles. Like,
I'm guessing they were just like, oh, we need a guy that does this.
I guess so.
And just for the sake of, you know, challenger, like varying fighting. But it's like, there's creative ways that you could probably get around that to like make it applicable.
There was like the frog guy. Do you remember from the city levels? There was a dude just, or no, I think he was in the other levels too. This dude, they would look like a giant frog and he would jump and then shoot his tongue at you. And he was like, get the hell away from it. Like, it like, at the end of the day, you needed Donatello. Cause you're like, these guys will all get too close to me if I don't use Donatello. Raphael's so crappy in that game because the bad guys can all hit you before you can hit them.
Yeah.
You know, like,
you had to do damage to yourself to hurt them.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, oh, Raphael. It's such a sacrificial lamb. But they tried. You know what I mean? Like, you fight Bebop. You fight Rocksteady. You fight the Technodrome. You know, like, it's Shredder is talking shit in it. April, you got to save her. You can save the turtle van. Like, there's a... It's not the worst game on the NES. People really make it out to be crap. And it's really not that bad. It just... The execution was flawed, I think.
Yeah, they had a lot of... Like, that underwater level was ridiculous.
Sure it was.
It got to a point where, like, I could beat it, but that was, like, a lot of...
It just was a ton of trial and error. Yeah. Like, and that part where you have to swim through all the seaweed.
Yeah.
And anytime you... And it wasn't the tightest controlling game in the world. It's not like it handled, like, Mario in a frog suit. It handled, like, a shitty version of Mario.
It was like Flappy Bird.
Yeah. There you go. It was the original Flappy Bird.
Hit the button just enough to keep you floating and then you float down again, and so you had to like keep,
and you got like, and maybe I'm wrong, but I want to say that you got like no invisibility after you got damaged, because I remember like getting hit and like vrnt, like it's over and over and over.
It was be quick, and it was a timed level. There's like so many things working against you in that game,
but you're right, if you've played it enough, then like, I mean, like, I even as a little kid, like, I could waste that level because I played it so many times. I got to the point where it was easy. It was that city level where I'd get lost every time.
Yeah.
And you'd get the rockets to blow up those barriers to get through.
Yeah.
But you only got so many rockets.
And you're like, wow, how many can I use? Yeah.
And then I remember there's a part where you got, like, a rope, and you had to have a rope to go above the, to go on the rooftops, to get across the roofs to do things. You know what I mean? Like, I think you've... If you're hearing this, you're probably a gamer. And for our kind, nothing is as precious and valuable as our save files. Have you ever experienced the loss of a save file? It's soul-crushing. Dozens, maybe hundreds of hours of work gone like that. But at the end of the day, it's a video game. It matters, but kinda, you know? That exact scenario, but with a work project, an essay for school, data for your business, that's no joke. That can be really serious. You need a safety net. And I got you, fam, with my partners over at CrashPlan. Visit CrashPlan.com/RTG for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. CrashPlan has been protecting people's data since 2001. And a couple years ago, they set out on their own with one mission, to provide the best damn cloud backup solution on the market. CrashPlan runs quietly in the background of your computer or Mac, and every 15 minutes on the clock, they create a new backup of every file that's changed in that time. So if something goes wrong, God forbid, you don't lose hours, lose days, lose weeks of work. Just log into your account and you can download your most recent backup from the secure cloud servers. And there's not just one backup. There's a laundry list of them. You can pick and choose which one you want. It's like the ultimate undo button. If you work on a computer in any capacity, CrashPlan is a must-have. And if you're thinking, ah, that's for big businesses, I'm just Joe Schmo. CrashPlan protects Joe Schmo. They offer a ton of plans and tiers. So there's a CrashPlan for everyone from small one-person businesses like me to you fancy businesses and offices with staff and free donuts and all that stuff. Time is money. Why wouldn't you protect your work? Spreadsheets, diagrams, videos, art, podcasts. CrashPlan has you covered. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to CrashPlan.com/RTG for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's CrashPlan.com/RTG for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan.
Fought Shredder there, actually. I think that's where you fought Shredder and Save Splinter was in the city level. I just never finished it. Yeah. Maybe this makes for a gripping podcast. You know what, though? I'm willing to bet you that 95% of the people listening to this that have played this game haven't finished it either.
Yeah,
They're probably all like, just talk up to the city level. That's as far as we all got to.
That's where we got.
Yeah, that's the hardest part. Before the game breaks, you just drive around in the turtle van shooting foot soldiers. It was so fun running them over.
Yeah.
And yeah, because there were the tanks, too, and you couldn't run them over. You had to shoot them with the missiles.
Yeah.
It's kind of a fun game. I kind of want to play it again. I want a remake.
Yeah, it'd be interesting now, especially like to kind of go through with a walkthrough of just like what building do I go? Yeah. They give you no hints of like where to go.
And again, like you got to remember, this is pre-internet. This was like, look it up. And it's funny because a lot of games you could go to your friends at school and be like, hey, how did you do this? How did you? I didn't know anyone that knew where to go in that city level.
Yeah,
they'd all be like, I don't know. I just died. I just died too. I just died. Everyone dies.
Well, because I borrowed it from a friend when I gave the game back. I'm like, so do you know where to go once you get the turtle van? And he's like, I've never made it that far.
Yeah,
I never got to the turtle van.
I mean, you're certainly right. Turtles 2 is that because I actually thought like. Not a lot of people played Turtles 3 on the NES.
Yes, that's
I
correct,
love yeah. Turtles 3. I thought it was better.
That's
than
Turtles in Time, yeah?
No, Turtles 3 was the Manhattan Project.
Oh, yeah.
It was like a second beat 'em up on the NES, but it was right near the end of the NES.
Right.
And everyone had played Turtles 2. Yeah, you're right. And they're both substantially better games.
No.
But I will say that original NES one tried things that no Turtles game has tried since. And I think they deserve some credit for that.
Yeah, well, and it's as you say, it's just the variety. Like, yeah. And maybe that's where the secret to that, because the what makes the Ninja Turtles interesting are their personalities and their individuality.
100%.
Like what separates them.
100%.
If you just treat them all as the same thing with just, oh, they just hold a different weapon, well, then you're missing.
Agreed. I don't think it'll ever happen because they need to appeal to kids when they release a Turtles game. That's where their sales are. But I'll tell you, and I've thought this for years, man, I would love to see like a Turtles RPG, like a full-fledged Turtles RPG where like, each of them have, like, you know, Michelangelo can be the thief, like the quick thief. Leonardo could be I guess Raphael would probably be the tank. You know, like Donatello is like kind of like the blue magic, you know what I mean? Yeah. Where he like learns different abilities and things like that. Put Casey Jones in it, you know, like level them up, give them personalities. I think that would be like done right. I think that would be fucking incredible. And it frustrates me that Turtles in Time came out 25 years ago and a Turtles game hasn't been better than it since.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, and it's like, and I'm just like, that just does not seem like a hard thing to make a good video game out of, you know? It just doesn't. But they can't seem to do it for some reason, and I'll always appreciate that first Turtles game because, like I said, they tried, you know. Whether you can say it's good or bad, they tried. And anyone that ever played the original Ghostbusters game on the, because those were like the big franchises, right? It was Ghostbusters, it was Ninja Turtles. Ghostbusters was fucking terrible. And I tried to like it as a kid, and it fucking sucks. Whereas that new first Turtles game, at least they were like, hey, man, there's elements of a good game here. And then, with Turtles 2, they didn't even try to make another one like the first one. They just took the arcade game and sold it to everybody.
Well, because the arcade game was amazing. It was like I remember watching it and like, I'm watching the show.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it was unreal. Even like, yeah, it looked so real at the time. Like now you play it, it doesn't look great. But back then it looked fucking unreal, you know?
I want to play the arcade version of it again. Like the actual like arcade box, because the port is like a downgraded.
It is, yeah. Well, you know what? We played it at Denizen here before they shut down. They had it.
Oh, okay.
And we were playing it one night, and it's so hard. Because it's designed to kill you to get you to pump more quarters in.
Yeah, precisely.
And it is brutally hard. Yeah. Like, everything hurts you. Everybody's hitting you. Like, you're like, this is garbage. Like, fuck off. Like, the NES one's better.
Yeah.
I don't care what anyone says. The NES one's better.
I just like the look of I remember the arcade just, like, looked better.
It looks rad. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, what would you give Turtles? Would you give the first Ninja Turtles? You're not going to, because I'm probably going to come in higher than you, but you're not going to offend me. So don't worry about it.
I'm thinking with some of the design things where it was kind of like, I think it was tougher than it needed to be. And like for not having great, it was easy to get lost in that game. Like I felt like you're perpetually lost and like it didn't feel like you're on top of it at any given point.
No. It was borderline broken.
Yeah. There was some problems with that. I think I'm going to come in around like, you know, like 5.5 probably.
Yeah. Okay. I was gonna say 6. So that's not bad.
Yeah.
Cause I don't like, I consider it a passable game.
Yeah.
I also think that you need to have nostalgia for it to enjoy it.
Mm.
I think if you gave it to like a Ninja Turtles fan, like my nephew's a Turtles fan.
Mm.
And if I gave him this, and was like, hey, try this game, he'd be like, this sucks. You're like, you have to have grown up with it, I think, to appreciate it, or you just hate it now.
Yeah, like, so it does, if you release this game now, yeah, it would not hold up. This does not do well on Steam.
No.
And unless you had played it before.
And it's not available anywhere. There was a time it was available on the Wii Virtual Console, and then got taken down because of the licensing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was more money. It was 600 Wii points compared to 500 for most NES games. And then it got removed. And I think it had to do with the license for it. And I'm willing to bet you it'll never be released on anything again because no one's going to pay for that license to release a game that most people don't like anyways.
Yeah, like so, nobody's like clamoring for it, like despite how interesting some elements are. It's just like,
if there was a Turtles game you were going to pay for the licensing and everything for, it would be Turtles in Time.
Yeah.
And the fact that that wasn't on the SNES Classic means that they're not willing to pay for the licensing to get old Turtles games.
Yeah.
So this is one of those cases where like, I would say, yeah, if you can get a ROM of it, try it. Yeah. You know, if you've never played it, that's the only way you're going to play it. Unless you want to go out and buy an NES.
There's actually a little story I was just reading about because I was like doing like, I need to remind myself of some stuff. I came across an article. They also released that on the PC. Did you know?
No, I didn't.
What happened on it. That game is unbeatable. Like actually unbeatable because when they ported it over or changed it, there's like one jump in the game that is impossible now because they like change the structure of it. So you literally can't get across to the other side unless you like use a glitch to like.
Sure. Okay. So don't play the PC version.
No, don't
download the ROM of the NES.
Right,
one.
That's right. Yeah. Otherwise you will not beat it.
I mean, you won't beat it anyway, but at least technically you could, but you're not going to.
Yeah.
Well, if anything, this gave me an excuse. When I go to edit this episode of the podcast, I get to listen to all the music from this game, and I'm so excited for that. So if anything, I got a chance to do that, and I got another chance to get on my Donatello soapbox and explain why he is the definitive turtle.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm glad you agree with me. And if you don't agree with me, stop listening to the podcast forever and delete me from your life.
Unsubscribe.
Don't actually do that, please. Please don't do that. Thanks for doing this, buddy.
No problem.
That is going to do it for another episode of Remember the Game. You guys, thank you so much for coming back and listening. David, thank you so much for coming over and recording the episode with me. If you've never played this game, I don't even know if it's worth digging out and playing now because you're probably going to hate it. As a kid, it was like the first Turtles game, right? So it was awesome because it was Turtles. But in hindsight, it's a pretty rough game, man. And it is hard. It's so hard, as you probably got from the last half hour or so of this podcast. That's it, you guys. I am going to get out of here. Thank you so much for listening. And if you enjoy the show, please leave us a review. Please tell a friend. If you want to come on the show, shoot me a message. I'm pretty backed up for episodes right now, but I'm going to churn another batch out here hopefully in the coming weeks, so I'll get some more people on. And if you're not in our Facebook group, please check it out, facebook.com/rememberthegame, like Remember the Game with LDRE. We'd really appreciate it, you guys. That'll do it. Thank you so much for listening. Go play some video games, and I will talk to you again in 7 days. All right, and Raphael sucks. Thank you.